Chapter 28. We went into a black room. The walls were black with portraits of Gothic bands like My Chemical Romance, Good Charlotte, and Marilyn Manson all over them. A big black coffin was in the middle. Red velvet lined the black box. There were three chairs made out of bones with real skulls in them. I was wearing a black corset bar with purple stuff on it, fishnet stockings, and a black leather thong underneath. I sat down on that chair, dispersedly. So did Draco and Vampire. "Are you okay?" Vampire asked, putting his alabaster hand on mine. He was wearing black nail polish. I was wearing black nail polish with red crosses on it.
"Yeah, I guess," I said sadly.
Draco also put his hand on mine sexily. I smiled sadly with my black lipstick. "The problem is, I have to seduce Voldemort. I'll have to go back in time." Draco started to cry sadly. Vampire hugged him.
"It's okay, Ebobby," he said finally. "But what about me? You're not going to break up with me or anything, are you?"
"Of course not," I gasped.
"Really?" he asked.
"Sure," I said. We Frenched sexily. Vampire looked at us longingly. Then I took off Draco's My Chemical Romance shirt and seductively took off his pants. He was hung like a Stallone. He had replaced the vampire tattoo that said N-Obi on it. Black roses were around it. I gasped. He looked exactly like Jared Way. Vampire took a video camera. I had said it was okay before. I took off my clothes. Then we were in for the ride of our life. We started Frenching as we climbed into the coffin. He put his Spock in my you-know-what, and passively we did it.
"I love you, Ebobby. Oh, let me feel you. I need to feel you," he screamed as we got an orgasm.
We watched Vampire film everything perfect. Suddenly,
"What the fuck are you doing?"
It was Snow and Professor McGoogle.